Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. This is Pastor Valerie Burrell, co-hosting with Pastor Carolyn, who's with us this evening. Praise God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You for joining us, Pastor. Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. We're excited. Amen. We say good evening to everyone, and welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. We praise God for your coming online with us tonight, and we pray that something we'll say will have an effect on your life and your ministry. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We have been sharing concerning prayer these last few weeks, Pastor, and it has been phenomenal exchange. Individuals have had prayer requests met and questions have been asked. And so tonight we're just going to sort of pick up, you know, however the Lord leads. One thing that I saw today and it sort of charged me, and it was about plugging in, the
right.
power of plugging into prayer. And I said, that's something good, because I think that too often people want an association, and this is how I saw it because I'm visual. You know how when you have an extension cord, or you have that cord
Absolutely.
That has several different plugs, you want to plug into that, but there's something got to plug into the source. And so
Absolutely.
God said that we have been relying on others as our extension cord, but we need to be plugging into Him.
Absolutely. Because the person can only be an extension cord. We will never be the true source.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the true source is Him. And so I plug in, if somebody else plugs into me, they're only getting what He gives me. And it's no better than to plug into Him for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
All right, well, Father, we come to you now, and we thank you for this exchange that's about to take place. Father, we thank you for every caller. God, we pray that something will be shared on tonight, God, that will encourage them in their prayer life, God, that they would begin to plug into you even the more, oh God. We pray, oh God, that every hindrance would be bound now, God, that this broadcast would go forth with clarity and power. We thank you now, God, and we count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Burrell, we've been talking about prayer and purpose for prayer. And last week we thank God because Dr. Crum was online with us last week, and we began to talk about the importance of getting things straight even before you try to pray. Amen. Because many times people try to pray and they don't have things completely straight with God. And one thing we need to know that I was reading today in a book that I was reading by John Eckhart, and he was saying that basically the Holy Spirit will not dwell in an unclean vessel. And so I take for granted.
What you mean by that, Pastor?
He will not dwell in an unclean vessel. So that means that we have to clean ourselves up. We have to really, you see, we want God to come and clean us, but we have to take the initiative to make sure that we make positive change and do a house cleaning ourselves. House cleaning ourselves starts every day when we get up and we ask God to search us. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, "Search my heart."
Oh, Lord.
So there will be no, search me, oh God, so there will be no wicked way within me, because every day we face challenges, and every day we are under the bombardment of the enemy, and he bombards us so much, so relentless, until sometimes we actually think that we're walking in the spirit, and we're actually walking in our flesh. So we have to be very...
You're messing us up, Pastor. You're messing us up. But see, look, Pastor, this is my understanding. Look, I'm playing that advocate. Here we are. So I've been in church. I have a relationship with God. I go to him in prayer and see, because God knows my heart. So, you know, for you to say that the Holy Spirit is not going to dwell in me because I'm not a clean vessel, I mean, who determines whether I'm clean or not? Because and I pray and I ask God to forgive me. So, I mean, I don't understand what you're saying with that, because that feels like that's putting pressure on me to try to live a perfect life, Pastor.
Well, the Bible tells us to seek to live holy because he is holy. And we can't, once we come to Christ, we can't keep revisiting old stuff. Old stuff contaminates us. And unrighteous living most assuredly contaminates us. And many people who have not sat under strong teaching, because see, sometimes we tend to rather like the surface teaching so that we won't be required or responsible or be accountable for our stuff. We have to be accountable for everything that we do, because the Bible says when we stand before him, we're going to answer for every deed that we've done in this body. So therefore, that lets me know that if I'm going to see him, there's a way that I have to go before him. We can't be cursing at 8:05 and at 8:07, try to speak in tongues and pray. That doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. And you know, many times we have caught ourselves trying to pray over being angry, being pray over being disappointed or discouraged. We are praying sometimes asking God to fix other people and not fix us, because we're the ones that really need. Amen. And we find that we just go everywhere but the right way with prayer. Prayer really starts in our heart and our mind first. If you're not saved, your connection, your relationship is already out of order. Salvation is a part of to him. That's Amen. That part that gives us the right to commune with. So we just can't come and let me put it like this. You might want a bowl in the bowling alley, but if there's no oil on the lane, your ball is subject to stop right where you dropped it. So what are you saying, Pastor Carolyn? If you don't have an oiled up life with the Holy Spirit as your guide, if you are not in proper connection, when you drop the ball of prayer, it's going to drop right there at your feet, because it has nothing to cause it to travel down the lane. It has to be able to travel to the source. It has to be able to go to the person, the one who's going to answer our prayers. So many times we think that being connected to people gives us clout with God. Let me tell you, being connected to me does not make you connected to God. Being connected Amen. To me, makes me more responsible to God, because I have someone that I'm standing accountable for. This morning while we were on the way driving, and my daughter-in-law and I were talking. We were talking about pastoring, and nobody really understands the pressure of pastoring. Nobody understands the pressure that is placed on a pastor when it comes to praying for people, and people who have no clue, who won't even come to prayer themselves. I heard Apostle Stevenson say, "A church without prayer is a dead church." Because you must, mm-hmm. it's dead. You have to have prayer. If anything else, if you're going to go to church for anything else, be there in time for prayer.
Well,
and if you're not able to be one of the intercessors, make sure that you're sitting in the place where prayer is. And the whole time that I'm praying, I'm asking God, whatever it is that's wrong with me. First up, I ask him to forgive me for all sins of commission, stuff that I know, and omission, stuff that I don't know, stuff that was left out purposely by my brain, purposely because I didn't think it was wrong. I think I was justified in feeling the way I felt. One thing I say, and I'm learning this daily, no matter what, just get over it, go to him, and ask him to help you with it. Holding on to stuff will only contaminate you even the more. And the more contaminated you become, the more you stink.
Yeah, and we need to say, and not just stuff, but holding on to people.
Yeah.
Because it keeps you in a stuck place. And then you start praying. Prayer is based on what somebody did in your past.
Absolutely.
You stuck.
Absolutely.
Just let that grow. There's a reason the individual is in your past. There's a reason that situation is in your past. It's a reason
Absolutely.
For that. And
Absolutely.
When you continue to hold on to those things and pray based on what you've experienced in your past, then you're not giving God the opportunity to move on your behalf.
Absolutely.
Because you're boxing him in.
Amen. And one thing I found out is that we say that we are over stuff, but we're really not over. Because if you listen to people talk, sooner or later it comes back to the surface again.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does.
And just because somebody wronged me or violated me does not make it a continuance for me to continue to keep revisiting that thing. Either I'm going to forgive it, or I'm going to just be stuck like Chuck, okay? And when you're stuck like that, you can't go forward. You will go backwards, and you will just be stagnant. You just can't move. No one, and I share this with young people all the time. We see young people, we see people get aggravated and angry and mad and throw temper tantrums and screaming and crying and cursing. And I said, when somebody has that kind of power over you, they have more power than God.
Come on.
Because anybody that can push you to that point, the connection, there's a wrong connection somewhere.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
even if I do get upset, sooner or later the Holy Spirit is going to send off a flag in me and say, hold up, hey, calm down, take a deep breath, back off, and refocus. Because God will not allow us to continue to rage in sin. That's raging in sin.
Yeah.
When we go to raging, we say all kinds of crazy stuff. And this is what I try to warn people. Be careful of what you say out your face. Because that stuff will come back and bite you. And prayer, oftentimes, the power of prayer has to go in and dig up and pull up and root up and crack up and get a bulldozer to take away some of the stuff that we've spoken out of our mouth.
Lord Jesus.
And it's sad to say, many times we curse ourselves.
Yes, yes. Not know what to say out of our mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's what we say out of our
mouth. In the beginning, Pastor, about how the Holy Spirit is not going to dwell in a dirty vessel. It's not. And so when you find yourself acting out with all this rage and cussing and fussing and bleeping and blopping, when you find yourself in one of those predicaments, it might be a good time for you to repent.
Hello. Cause,
it might
be a good time
for you to repent. Just go on and repent.
Go on and repent then.
Because
grandma used to say, Pastor. Yeah, because you fixing to, like grandma used to say, you fixing to go somewhere that you shouldn't be going. And many times we find that in the church now, many people are trying to lead people where they are not going themselves.
Mm.
And prayer is one of those places. You see, we can do all of the other stuff, but when it comes to being committed to Christ in prayer, to taking the time for prayer, I got so much to do. You sure do. But you wouldn't be able to do it if he didn't strengthen you.
Come on.
Couldn't you take a little time out to thank him for the strength that you had
At least thank him.
Yeah, just thank him. Can you thank him because you still can see, you can still walk, you can still talk, your children are fine, your husband, your wife is fine, your job is still good, you're still getting a paycheck, and even if you're not, you're still here. You're still here. So we have a lot, even as negative as the enemy tries to make it appear to be, and that's false evidence appearing real.
He plants fear.
He makes us think that it's real, but it's not real. When you can, I like to think of prayer as snuggling up under a warm blanket. You know, you get cold and you find that warm comforter or that warm blanket and you snuggle up under it and you get real cozy. Why not snuggle up under God and get real cozy up under him in prayer and just asking him to saturate you, to cleanse you from all of that stuff that you went through today, from all of that whatever it was that the enemy threw at you that you got
that
hit
stuff that
by.
You imposed on yourself.
Yeah.
Come on, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Because you're not having the conversation because you're not plugged in. You're self-inflicting situations in your life that had you been girded up in the Word, had you allowed the Word to be your breakfast this morning instead of that McDonald's drive-thru biscuit and coffee, if you had taken the time to really get in his presence and start your day by commanding your morning, then your afternoon might not have been the same.
Absolutely. And one of the
that's
things
because
that
you plug in. Yeah.
Right. And there's a principle. There are principles to prayer. And one of them is that we must on the Holy Ghost. Some people like to say the Holy Spirit, but you have to depend on him. We should always look to the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and direct us to pray effectively. Because the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much.
It carries much weight.
And instead, the Holy Spirit can really give us the words instead of us coming with a whole lot of gobbledygook. He gives us the simple, plain words to speak to God. We don't need all of the criminal slips and the lace and all of that stuff. He just wants us to talk to him.
Ooh, Lord, help us.
We need to get real with ourselves. Because I said it before and I'll say it again. God is not a pimp.
We have to stop trying
to pimp him through false worship, false ways of thinking, and especially false prayer life. Your prayer life must be intact. You have to be plugged in. You have to know who the source is. Because even though I might pray on the prayer line every night, I want them to know it's not me. He's the source.
Amen.
He's just using me as a conduit. Okay.
Amen.
I'm just a conduit to go before God and to stand in prayer. But in the meantime, remember, of whom much is given, much is required.
Let's not
me get big-headed and think that I'm the grand poopah because I'm not. If anything, I'm the least of all because it takes more for me because much more is required. I'm
much
not sure if someone listening tonight, Pastor Burrell, has a question or something that they might like to ask.
Amen. On the line. Yeah. If there is a question or comment you'd like to make, you can press 1 and we can bring you on the line. Amen.
We want to have clarity. We ask God to give us clarity. We want people to understand that prayer is no joke. It takes sacrifice. It takes giving in when you don't want to give in because you have to actually stop doing what you're doing to spend time with him. It's just like when you're married to your husband, you might not feel like sitting down looking at TV or eating a, bo- a bowl of popcorn or going to eat ice cream. He might be tired and you might be tired. But it's going that extra mile just to let someone know that you care, just to let them know that you're thankful, and just to let them know that you appreciate them. I wonder how many times have we told God today, I appreciate what you do for me. I'm so in love with you. I just thank you for caring about me when I don't even care about myself.
My God, my God.
You know,
my God.
You like me just the way I am. I don't have to look different, but I do have to change my heart to come to you. Help me to change my heart. Can you just help me to change the way my heart feels? Because it's okay to tell him, my heart is broken right now. Somebody really
I'm
hurt
some
me.
Kind of way,
and, I'm feeling kind of dirty right now. I feel like I want to snatch somebody, but I know that's not what you want for me. So I'm asking you, could you help me to get over this? Because I want to do the right thing.
I want to be
the right person.
I want to live
the right kind of thinking. So it's good to be able to confess to him.
Yeah.
We tell everybody else what we think they want to hear, but we need to really
tell
him
the real truth. He knows.
Yeah, because
he already knows.
He already knows.
And you ain't got to sugarcoat that stuff for him.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not. And I tell so many people, especially young people dating, I said, you know, you can look at me and tell me that you are not doing anything. I said, but let me tell you, the real proof is in the pudding. Wherever you go, whatever you may do, just know that when you took your clothes off and when you laid on your back or when he laid on his back, God was standing right there.
Right there.
So even when we pray, he's standing right there.
Right there.
He knows all of our stuff.
The bumps.
It's all laying out there right in front of him. So we don't. All of it's just hanging out there, and we need to ask him, can you please help? Can you please fix me? Can you help me? Because I'm just a hot mess. Okay. On my way to heaven.
Pastor, I think, too, you know, even when we ask God to help us, we still have a way that we want him to help us, and it's our way. We don't always want him to help us the way we need the help. We still have conditions.
I know.
But we have a caller. The first three are 252. The last four, 4403. We're bringing you live now. Good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I would like to ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
You was just talking about if you are upset with someone and you want to slap them or something. But if you're upset with someone and you don't, and you feel like in your heart you want to do something and you don't, is that still sin?
A lot of people say that God in your heart, you might as well go on and do it because, you know, you already did it in your heart. I feel like if you didn't really slap the person, but the intent was in your heart, the actual act did not take place, but the thought was there. So I think that there's a place for repentance, because if you had allowed your flesh to have its privilege, you might have done it. And I found myself the other day, someone wronged me. They did something to me. And I actually wanted to grab the person. And I found myself asking God, because I felt violated. I felt hurt. I was in tears. But the Lord spoke to me just as plain as he could and said, ask them to forgive you. He said, my word says sometimes we must take the wrong for the right.
Wow.
And when I did that, I felt the weight lift up off of me.
Amen.
What are you saying? All the time, sometimes stuff just gets us. And sometimes, you just want to knock somebody out. And sometimes we just sit still and say, you know, I was really hurt, tore me up. And God will come back and tell you, you ask them to forgive you. And I go like, what? sometimes he will allow us to see the other side. And maybe that's what somebody else might need to see in us, that even though it was a situation where it could have gotten ugly, could have been ugly, but you choose to come over that and ask for forgiveness when you really didn't do anything. And that has to be between you and God. God does not work with all of us the same way, but that's how he worked with me the other day. And I felt a whole lot better for it. Sometimes, sometimes we just need to say, you know, whatever. I'm just not going to lie. I refuse to let other people pull me into stuff. And when I found out that I've been pulled, I quickly asked God, forgive me for this. This I know this was not you. Okay. Forgive me for this, because I know it wasn't you. Because sometimes the enemy try to set traps to cause us to be distracted and lose focus.
Amen.
I hope that answered your question.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Count that a success, my sister.
I know that's right. The
real thing was that
you didn't slap him, and you still can live to testify that God brought you through it.
Amen.
Is there another question? Amen. Because prayer does change things. Prayer has an effect on us. We must release all of our stuff to God. And I'm not talking about just half of the stuff. We got to release everything to him. I tell everybody that prayer is just like salvation. It's a daily process. This is something that you just don't get on the road and just drive through in 24 hours. It's a process that we live and walk minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, year by year. Stuff that we might have thought that we've gotten over from years back. I shared this with a young lady that came. Sometimes we found out that we still got some residue around from old stuff. And we find that every now and then it'll surface, and we have to ask God to help us with that. Because let me tell you, when somebody hurt you and hurt you really bad, sometimes it just seems like it takes so long to get over the hurt. But I found out when you tell God, say, look, I am really hurt. I do not like this thing. I don't like how this person did me. I don't like what they said. I found out the road to healing comes quicker.
Amen. Amen.
Especially when I said, even if I did something wrong, I repent.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're down to the last couple of minutes, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. This was good. We thank all the callers and those who were logged in online. We thank you so much for joining us. Pastor, we're going to continue our conversation regarding prayer on next week?
Absolutely. We hope to move forward next week, but we just want to take our time. This is something that we don't want people to think that we're rushing. Next week we want to try to deal with focused prayer, praying the Word of God, how to really focus in and not be all over the place. Amen.
Amen.
We want to thank our callers for calling in tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
And we want to thank you, Pastor Burrell, for being our co-host. We could not make it. Amen. We thank God for your strength, and we thank God for your sacrifice in helping us with this program. Amen. And we just want to thank the callers tonight for your time and for calling in. Amen. Pastor Burrell is back in your hands. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, thank you so much. Join us again next week. As Pastor stated, we will be talking about focused prayer, praying the Word of God. We encourage you, if you've got friends that didn't hear us live, they can go on Facebook to Pastor Carolyn's page. They can go to my page, Valerie Burrell, and listen to these archived teachings. We are certain that they will be a blessing to the kingdom and those who want a closer conversation life with the Father. So God, we thank you. We ask now that you would seal this teaching, God. God, we pray that those who have heard on tonight, God, they will do more to plug into you, as you are our source and our resource. You are the great conversation oh God, the great one that we have conversation with, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you.
We'll see you again next week. Amen.
Amen. We love you all. Good night.
Good night.